Welcome to another spotlight edition of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. Today we spotlight a video series called The Chosen. The Chosen is not just another movie about Jesus Christ. It's a video series that chronicles the life of Jesus Christ through the eyes of his followers and critics. The season has 8 episodes and introduces a bunch of main characters. When it comes to Christian movies, I must repent. I'm guilty of not completely watching some Christian movies due to subpar acting. But The Chosen is different. The acting is very convincing. It's a well-written script, mainly off the Bible, and it enticed me to reread the Gospel of John. The Chosen follows Jesus' ministry through the eyes of many people. Now, each character carried a unique lifestyle before they met Jesus Christ. The series carefully show how Jesus freed the lives of people back then, just as he does today. I just really loved every character in the series, but the character of Matthew stood out the most. The series takes the brilliant approach of casting Matthew as autistic. It actually made perfect sense to me. Before he became a hated tax collector, he was that social, awkward kid that was great at math. He was able to parlay that into a great tax collecting career, despite it taxing his countrymen. And of course, they hated him. Who really likes paying taxes? But he was highly respected and protected by the Roman authorities. Now, Matthew is clearly an independent thinker in this video series. Whether it be by genetics or social conditioning, doesn't really matter. Matthew chose to give up an affluent lifestyle to follow Jesus Christ and subsequently used his recording skills to meticulously write the Gospel of Matthew. My second favorite and notable character is Mary Magdalene, formerly known as Lilith. She's a Red Quarters resident battling demons that are just too familiar to prostitution. To cure her demonic possession, the first episode introduces Nicodemus. He's the high priest. He attempts an exorcism on Lilith and fails miserably. But later in the episode, though, while dealing with her demons, Jesus meets and delivers Mary, formerly known as Lilith, from all her afflictions and basically made her a renewed woman. Now, I could go on about all the other details that inspired me to grow my faith, but I will leave that as an exercise for you. You can watch the first season of The Chosen for free on YouTube, or you can download it using the Chosen app from any app store you choose. Once you start watching or even listening, you'll quickly begin to appreciate the production quality as well as dedication to scriptures. Now, although the series seems to be chronological, it uses effective flashback to the Old Testament to further illustrate Hebrew customs and traditions. This further highlights the world's transition from BC going towards AD. I believe it stands for before Christ to Anno Domini. Please look that out for me. I could chat about this episode much more, but I sincerely would invite you to check out the series for yourself and follow along with scriptures. Please see podcast summary for scripture references for each episode. Bonus points if you can find more scripture references. Now, making a series about Christ is expensive. I understand that it took somewhere in the range of $10 million to produce all 8 episodes of the first season. It was a huge success, though, and continues to be one. They recently completed their funding for the second season, praise God, and they are currently in production at the recording time of this podcast. Now, they're also currently crowdfunding for the third season, so there's still plenty of opportunities to give. And if you'd like to donate, or pay it forward, as they would say, check out the full link in the podcast summary. The Chosen is a successful franchise that glorifies the name and message of Jesus Christ. Who knows how many seasons it will take to cover the New Testament? Fortunately for me, it required one moment to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and also my Redeemer. If you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then please join me in this prayer. Lord God, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, led a sinless life, and died on a cross for my sins. I believe and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and accept the gift of salvation. Lord, I repent of all my sins. Search and purge me of all unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart, that I may worship you in spirit and in truth. Grant me wisdom and teach me your ways, that I may trust and obey you. Help me to recognize your presence in all that I do. May your strength be made perfect within my weaknesses. I need you always. Thank you for your love, grace, and living word. Amen. If you said that prayer from your heart, then you are saved from your sins and accepted into his kingdom. May the love of Jesus Christ dwell in your heart forever. Be blessed to be a blessing. This concludes another Spotlight edition of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. If you are blessed by this podcast, please visit beyondsermons.com to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Jesus loves you, and so do I.